The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Memorial Day, May the 29th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Advocates are urging all parties to sign a climate peace clause. Details now from our Suzanne Potter.
In recent years, multiple nations, including the U.S., have used outdated trade agreements to try to stop other countries from favoring their own renewable energy sector. Ilana Solomon, a spokesperson for the nonprofit Trade Justice Education Fund, says these trade challenges are a major obstacle to ambitious climate policy and to a livable future.
In the context of a climate emergency where countries must be putting in place ambitious climate policies, it's madness to have governments using trade rules to threaten action on climate change.
Right now, several countries are threatening to challenge the electric vehicle tax credits in the Inflation Reduction Act in the U.S. and other climate policies in the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism in the EU. So far, no countries have committed to signing a climate peace clause. Thus far, courts have proclaimed climate policies from 8 states to be in violation of trade agreements.
Now from Reuters, President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy reached a tentative deal to suspend the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling on Saturday evening, ending a months-long stalemate. Reuters notes the deal was announced without any celebration in terms that reflected the bitter tenor of the negotiations and the difficult path it still has to pass through in the Congress before the U.S. would run out of money to pay its debts in early June. Extreme heat kills about 700 people in the U.S. each year, but a new toolkit and weather alerts can protect folks in states like Texas and beyond.
According to analysis by Climate Central, the annual number of risky heat days has increased in 232 U.S. locations since 1970. Saki Malakko with the health and development nonprofit AmeriCares says the new heat.gov pilot project will help frontline clinics and the patients they serve better prepare for and respond to climate shocks.
For example, our hurricane resources remind patients to refill their medications before a major storm. For diabetic patients who depend on insulin, we remind them to keep ice packs and a cooler in the event of a power outage.
From 1970 to 2022, Reno, Nevada reported the highest number of what Climate Central calls minimum mortality temperature days. But 3 Texas cities, Austin, Houston, and McAllen, were in the top 10 for hottest temps. The toolkit is available in Spanish and English at heat.gov. Doctors already are seeing health impacts to patients from high heat, including life-threatening dehydration. I'm Roz Brown.
This is Public News Service. A U.S. Supreme Court case that began in Idaho has weakened protections across the nation under the Clean Water Act. Eric Tegedoff reports on the 5-4 decision that will undo federal safeguards for wetlands.
The case stems from a couple's attempt to build a house in Priest Lake, Idaho. The Environmental Protection Agency informed the couple that backfilling on the property violated the Clean Water Act because it was affecting sensitive wetland habitat. The couple sued the agency. Alex Funk with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says the decision is a blow in many respects, including to people who enjoy the outdoors.
For the hunting, fishing, and sporting, and even kind of the broader outdoor rec community, these wetlands provide so many public values that are now at significant risk from development and other impacts.
In its decision, the majority wrote that Clean Water Act protections extend only to wetlands indistinguishable from larger bodies of water. It could affect up to 90 million acres of wetlands across the country.
Wetlands cover 386,000 acres in Idaho. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Meantime, for the first time in nearly 3 years, the widespread drought that has had Iowa in its grips is predicted to end. The latest drought outlook says the tinder dry weather pattern will lift later this year.
The last time no part of Iowa was abnormally dry was in April 2020, according to the Federal Climate Prediction Center's latest seasonal outlook. Iowa's state climatologist Justin Gleason says much wetter than normal spring weather, including the severe weather events that came with it, will kickstart the state's long climb back from the drought.
3 years of precipitation deficit stacking up to 25 inches below average. We've started to put a dent in those longer-term deficits. We're seeing improvement and contraction of the drought region.
May and June are normally Iowa's wettest months, and Glisson said the precipitation is still ramping up. I'm Mark Moran.
And on this Memorial Day, many will be headed out to parks. Our Brett Pivido reports the Nonprofit Trust for Public Land has published its annual park score rankings.
Washington, D.C. took the top spot for the third year in a row, ranked as the nation's best big city park system with 24% of the district's land devoted to parks. The rankings are based on five metrics, including park access, which calculates the percentage of residents living within a 10-minute walk of a park, as well as park equity, which compares access in communities of color to white communities and low versus high income levels. Other metrics include park acreage, investment, and amenities.
Rounding out the top five cities, St. Paul and Minneapolis, Minnesota, Irvine, California, and Arlington, Virginia. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Remember and listener supported. Here are some great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.